This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, since we have been raised to new life in your Son, Jesus Christ, help us then to seek the things that are in heaven, where Christ is seated at your right hand. Amen. Amen. Good morning. I need your help this morning. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Very good. It's not in the hymnal, although it is about 100 years old. Don't fence me in. The gospel today talks about people who are trying to fence Jesus in. And I think as we look at what's going on, we learn about ourselves wanting to fence God in, wanting to fence ourselves in. If you even think of the origin of that song and the development of the Wild West and people going out into the prairies and the fields and way out there in that huge expanse of land, and enjoying God's beautiful creation, and what do? Then we start to fence it in to sort of mark our territory. This is what's going on today. They really don't care about these issues. They're talking with Jesus about and questioning him, interrogating him. In this section of Luke's gospel, it starts with them questioning Jesus on whose authority are you doing these things. They really don't care about his answer. They ask him, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor? They really don't care about that. They're trying to trip Jesus up. They are trying to trip Jesus up because, especially now in this third interrogation, the Sadducees are trying to make sure they maintain things the way they currently are. Don't change anything. We like it the way it is because they are the people of means. They are the wealthy. They are the ones who control the temple. And so, Jesus, don't you go doing any of this stuff that's going to change any of that. They're really not interested in this woman who's lost all these husbands and whose husband she's going to be. They could care less. They want to trip Jesus up. The Sadducees did not even believe in the resurrection. Luke tells us that at the beginning of the story. Do you catch that? They don't believe in the resurrection, and now, we got this question we want to ask Jesus about the resurrection. It's so important. And the only response I can think of is that one you hear on Saturday Night Live that you hear so many people say today. You're really concerned about the resurrection? Really? Really? No. They just want to trip him up. Because Jesus is painting a view of the world and our existence that nobody needs to be fenced in, that the kingdom is open to all people. We heard that in the Beatitudes from Luke last week, that this world is to be turned topsy-turvy because all are welcome. And see, the Sadducees had sort of put all of their hope and their existence in the way it was now. The temple is what gave them their meaning. And we know this to be the fact because as soon as the temple is destroyed in 70 AD, the Sadducees go bye-bye. They are no longer around. And you're concerned about this lady and her seven husbands? Really? what it becomes for us is the means and the necessity for us to look at our view of reality and especially of heaven. C.S. Lewis, a great line he uses in one of his books, aim at heaven and you get earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you get neither. It is this to which we are called that will give us the ability not to fence God in and not to fence ourselves in. I had a discussion with a woman about a month ago, and I sure hope she's going to show up here one of these Sundays. But she said she was a founding member of this church, and she hasn't been here in 25 years, and she lives within walking distance of the church. Why haven't you been here in 25 years? Because the last time I was here was for my son's funeral, and I just can't come because it just reminds me of that, and I'll cry. So what do you do on Sunday? I sit at home in my chair, and I cry. Really? You want to go through the rest of your life that way? Why don't you at least come to a church and cry with a group of people who might cry with you and might support you, and just maybe God's going to move that fence so that you can get on with your life. What we do so many times is we are just like those Sadducees. This is the way it is. This is the way my life is. And God, just stay out because I'm in this fence. You can't come in and I'm not coming out. And we forget that we have a God who comes through locked doors. We have, must, I can't emphasize it enough, be willing to let God into those deep recesses of our hurt, our pain, the losses we have had, the deaths we have had, metaphorically and physically, because God has much greater sights for us than to just sit inside, fenced in for the rest of our lives. There's this great Baptist preacher, and I like to quote him now and then, and he is a real character. His name's Carlisle Marney. And he wrote a lot of stuff and preached a lot about death and resurrection. And he was doing a college class one day, and he was doing a Q&A with his students. And this is the way the story is told. One of the students asks, Dr. Marney, would you say a word or two about the resurrection of the dead? He replied, I will not discuss the resurrection with people like you. I do not discuss such things with anyone under 30. Look at you in the prime of life. Never have you known honest to God failure, heartburn, impotency, solid defeat, brick walls, or anything of mortality. You're extremely apt and handsome, white kids who have never in all of your lives been 30 miles from home, 20 minutes into the New Testament, or even more than a mile and a half from a Baptist or Methodist church, or within 1,000 miles of any issue that mattered to a kingdom that really matters. So what can you know of a world that makes sense only if Christ has been raised? I think there is tremendous wisdom, life wisdom, in what he says. It's not really about being over 30. It's about the opportunities that are presented to us when we experience death, when we experience failure, when we experience screwing up so bad that it's only by the grace of God that we can be forgiven. That when that happens, we experience resurrection, not in heaven, but here, now. And that's what Jesus is trying to get at. They try to paint this picture that heaven's going to be anything like what we're experiencing here on earth, and you can't do that. But you can take what we know of heaven and bring it to earth. Job in that first reading. We all know the story of Job. Anything you could possibly imagine that went wrong in his life goes wrong. And listen what his words are. I know that my Redeemer lives, and on the last day he will raise me up. The Thessalonians reading, you know, they thought that Jesus had come and gone again, and maybe they had missed it, and they are just shattered. And the author of Thessalonians tells them, look, hang on to the glory to which you've been called. It is the same for us. So wherever you are in your walk today, don't fence God in and don't let yourself be fenced in. There is a wide open country of the kingdom that God wants for you, not just in heaven, but here, now. Know that your Redeemer lives.